各位弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace, brothers and sisters。
本来七月二十八号应该到这儿来讲道的。
Originally, I was scheduled to preach here on July 28th.
但是七月二十号发生一个意外。
But I had an accident on the 20th.
走一个上坡路，走啊走，脚越走越软。
I was taking a stroll uphill, and as I was walking, I felt my legs getting weaker and weaker.
Boom, 就摔了一跤。
And I tripped and fell.
这么大的眼睛肿得看不见。
And I had a bruise and my eye was swollen shut.
我就照了相给我们女儿。
So I took a photo and sent it to my daughter.
结果她给了好多人看。
And actually she shared the photo with everybody.
好多人写信来，哎呀，学长你怎么办呢？你自己，你怎么样？你好不好啊？
So a lot of people sent me emails to ask if how I was doing.
我说就是为我祷告就是，为我祷告，为我祷告。
I told them, please pray for me.
感谢主，你看到没有？你们的祷告有功效。
Praise the Lord, God heard your prayers.
我现在这个眼睛也张开了。
Now this eye is already fully healed.
感谢主的恩典。
Thank God for His grace.
请这里所有的基督徒为今天的聚会祷告。
Now, all the Christians this morning, please pray for the worship service.
我们有一个福音性的信息。
Because today's message will be an evangelical meeting.
我们要介绍主耶稣基督给那些没有相信的人。
And we want to introduce Jesus to those that haven't believed in him.
我相信你们的祷告是大有功效的。
And I believe that your prayers are powerful.
我们这边的讲信息非常的简单。
And the message will be a simple one.
但愿神的灵能够触摸那些没有相信人的心。
May the Holy Spirit touch and move the hearts of those that have yet to believe.
上个礼拜我去母会，我们的母会 Alhambra 母会。
Last week I went to visit our sister church in Alhambra.
他们也要我讲这个福音性的信息。
And they also requested that I give a message.The gospel message.
感谢主，我相信神在接着这个信息帮助一些人。
And praise the Lord, I believe that message helped a lot of helped some people.
好吧，我们就开始，我们这个今天把这个打出来。
So we'll begin.
把这个信开始。这个信息的，对，我们来念一下。我们先用中文来念一下，好不好？拿俄米说。看呐、啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。比鲁德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在那里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。”得葬在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
Okay, we'll be reading from Ruth chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Let's read together. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied,Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
还有一节圣经是在约翰一书一章第九节，我们一起来念，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In the second passage from 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, let us read together. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and justand will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们充满心，满心充满感谢。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of thanks.
今天是主的日子，你把我们召聚在这儿。
Today is the Lord's day, and you've gathered us here together.
我们也谢谢你准备这么好一个地方，让我们能够敬拜你。
And we thank you for preparing such a wonderful place for us to worship you.
求你的圣灵和在掌管整个的会场。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
让你的圣灵能够触摸那些没有相信人，他们根本不晓得这到底要信什么呢？
And touch the hearts of the unbelievers in our midst so that they can understand who they are to believe in.
到底人生的道路怎么样的抉择呢？
And in their path of life, how do they make decisions?
求主保守整个的会场从头直到末了。
And may you watch over this whole worship service from beginning to end.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我们一个人的人生有许多许多的选择抉择。
And in life, there's a lot of decisions and choices that we must make.
小的抉择，今天早上你要吃什么早饭，穿什么衣服到教会来。
From the simple, small choices, such as what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear.
大的抉择，好像你要进什么学校读书，选什么科系。
Or bigger decisions of what school you need to attend or what major you need to be in or study in.
将来你要走什么样选择什么样职业
or what career you'll take.
和什么女孩子和男孩子将来结婚和你自己宗教信仰
or who you will marry or what religion you will take or believe in.
最大的抉择，你看你们从太平洋的那边跑到这边到这来读书、求学、做事。
Or a big decision such as crossing the Pacific Ocean from coming from another country to study or to work.
今天我们看见一个女子，她的名字叫路德，她有个很大的抉择。
Today we learn from a woman in the Bible called Ruth. She made a very important decision.
路德记在圣经中是短短的只有四章。
And the book of Ruth is a short book with only four chapters.
这个圣经里面讲了一个很美丽的爱情故事。
And in the book of Ruth, it actually talks about a very moving love story.
很妙啊，圣经也有爱情故事哦。
So it's interesting that there's also a love story in the Bible.
有一个女子，年轻女子叫做路德。
So there's a young lady called Ruth.
她不是以色列人，她是摩亚人。
And she was not an Israelite, she was a Moabite.
她从小的文化和她的信仰和以色列人不一样。
So her cultural background was different from Israel.
但是她嫁给一个以色列人，从以色列到摩亚地的移民。
But she married an Israelite that was an immigrant in the land of Moab.
可惜结婚不到十年，丈夫也死了。她也没有孩子留下。
But after being married to the Israelite for 10 years without children, her husband died.
这个路德记这个故事一开始就讲到路德的婆婆 Naomi 给她讲的对话。
So as we just read in the passage, it was a conversation between Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi.
这个 Naomi 是一个以色列人。
And Naomi was Israelite.
她是一个可怜的女人。
And she was actually, she had a sad life.
因为她第一个，她的丈夫先过世。
Because her husband had passed away.
她有两个儿子，长大了，结婚了，结果两个儿子不断一个一个相隔不久，也都病死了。
And her two sons were married, but after a while, they also passed away.
所以本来这个家庭热闹的，现在只剩下两个年轻的寡妇和这个婆婆在一起。
So originally, it was a large family, but now it's only Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws left.
又碰到这个摩亚地碰到一些饥荒。
And then now they're experiencing a famine in the land of Moab.
他们没东西吃。
There's nothing to eat.
哦，听说以色列粮食很丰富，可能还有工作的机会。
But now that they've heard in her homeland, there's food that is plentiful, and maybe some job opportunities.
所以, Naomi 就面临一个人生一个道路的选择。
So Naomi is now faced with a choice in life.
她究竟要在罗亚地、摩亚地苦苦的存活下去呢？
Should she stay in the land of Moab through this suffering?
还是回到自己的以色列的本家本族的那里去过活？
Or go back to her homeland to live?
还有一个问题，这两个年轻的寡妇的媳妇怎么办？
Now the other issue is, what about her two daughter-in-laws? What are they to do?
难道他们跟着我回以色列去吗？
Should they come along with me to go back to my homeland?
所以他就下了个决定，要到底要给他们两个谈一谈，你们将来要怎么办？
So then she made a decision and started a conversation with her two daughter-in-laws.
Naomi 感觉自己年纪老迈，所以啊，最好你们不要跟着我去。
So Naomi considered herself an old lady, so there's no reason for her two young daughter-in-laws to follow her.
两个年轻的寡妇的媳妇又哭了，大哭大哭。
And her two daughter-in-laws wept.
大媳妇决定留在摩亚地。
And the older of the two daughter-in-laws decided to remain in the land of Moab.
这小媳妇就是我们今天的主人，叫做路德，她要面临她人生道路的抉择。
And then the younger daughter-in-law, which is the main character, Ruth, that we'll be talking about, she decides to follow Naomi.
我们今天的题目就是人生道路的抉择。
And she made an important decision, and the title of of the message this morning is Finding a Path for Your Life.
所以她写信里想，我是不是要跟他回去呢？
So the decision that she needs to make is, should I follow Naomi back to her homeland?
你看刚刚我们念过的，她说路德说不要催我回去，不跟随你。他讲你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在那里住宿，哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
So this was Ruth's reply to Naomi, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.
各位弟兄们，我第一次读到这时，我说，哇，这个女的好有决心啊，我就讲不出这话来。
When I first read this passage, I thought to myself, wow, this Ruth is very determined. I'm not able to stay before.
她的牺牲也很大。
And she made a big sacrifice, a huge sacrifice.
她要离乡背井，离开自己的父母亲和家人。
And she needed to leave her homeland and her culture and leave her parents.
这是完全一个凭着信心去走的道路。
And that is a path of faith that she needs to take.
因为这几句话完全反映着她的决心。
And all of this reflects this huge decision that she made.
她愿意割舍她自己民族的信仰。
She is cutting off her religion of her homeland.
她决心就跟着婆婆的道路和信仰。
And she's determined to follow the same faith as her mother-in-law.
记得各位记得，她跟着Naomi这个贫苦的老人回到以色列去。
Now remember, she is following this Naomi, who is old in age and a widow, back to Israel.
Naomi 没有什么遗产，也没有房子，她跟去干什么？
And Naomi had no possessions. Why would Ruth follow her?
但是她觉得她不但要带着跟她回去，而且还要帮助她谋生。
But she's not only determined to follow Naomi, but also to help her to live.
一个老年的妇人，现在没有谋生的技能，她个年轻的寡妇还要帮她谋生。
So Naomi, in her old age, she can't help herself and to survive. She needs this young daughter-in-law to to help her live.
还有一点，她是异族的女子，到那个以色列一定受到当地人的歧视。
And she's also a outsider, so she will face discrimination.
但是刚刚我念过第十六节说，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
But as we read earlier, she said, "Your people will be my people, and your God, my God."
第十七节，除非死能够使我们两个分离。
Only death will separate us.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们从这几句话里面就看出这个女人她的决心。她的爱心和她的忠心。
From this passage, we can see Ruth's determination, her love, and her loyalty.
看到她毫不虚假，毫不保留地把她真性情就流露出来。
And she gave it her all without any reservations.
其实我们在人生每个人都面临一些抉择。
Actually, all of us in life will face many choices or decisions.
其实我们在人生有的时候走一条从来没有走过的道路。
There may be a path that we've never tread before.
我们在人生中常常下一个很大的决定。
And there are times when we have to make a very tough or big decision.
到底我要做这个事还做那个事，要不要跟这个人还是跟那个人？
Should I do this thing or that thing, or should I follow this person or that person?
感谢主，我们信主的人只有一个原则。
But thank God for all of us as Christians, we have one principle.
信主的人那个原则就是凭信心，只是去跟随成神而已。
And that principle is that you follow God with all your heart.
我来讲四个人物在圣经中，他们的信心，他们的跟随，他们的选择，好不好？
And we'll talk about actually four characters in the Bible.
第一个人我要讲的是约书亚。
And the first person we'll talk about is Joshua.
第二个人我要讲的是摩西。
Second is Moses.
第三个人讲的是大卫。
And the third is David.
第四个讲的是主耶稣。
And the fourth is our Lord Jesus.
你看，我们刚才看看这里讲，他说我们人生中面临一个很重要的抉择，就让我们靠着信靠神的原则去做决定吧。
So in our lives, we also face many important choices. So let us make decisions by relying on the principle of trusting in God.
在约书亚，他的选择是什么？
So what was the choice or decision made by Joshua?
我来念吧，这个念一听。约书亚第三章三到五节，约书亚吩咐百姓说：你们要看见耶和华你们神的约柜，又看见祭司利未人抬着这约柜，就要跟着约柜去。只是你们和约柜相离不要太远，要量着两千轴，也不可以和约柜太相近，使你们所知道当所走的路，因为这条路向来你们没有走过。约书亚就吩咐百姓说：你们要自洁，因为你们明天就要看见耶和华在你们中间行奇事。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. Joshua commanded the people, as soon as you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
我在讲这个故事这个之前稍微提一下，就是摩西带着这些以色列在旷野四十年。
So just a reminder, we know that Moses led the Israelites in the wilderness for about 40 years.
但是摩西没有到过了约旦河到这个迦南地区。
But Moses never passed the Jordan River to enter into the Canaan land.
圣经说一开始说在约书亚开始神的仆人摩西死了，他就把这个位置给继承人约书亚。
But after Moses has passed away, he passed the responsibility and the baton over to Joshua.
之后叫约书亚，神就启示他，你要带着百姓过这个约旦河到迦南地区。
And the Lord revealed to Joshua that he is responsible for leading the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
他从来没有去过这个迦南地。
And he's never been to the land of Canaan.
我告诉你，你看约书亚一开始就这么讲。 他说他心里非常的害怕，胆战心惊，怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？
And when you read the beginning, the first chapter of Joshua, when he's given this responsibility, he was actually afraid.
神就说，约书亚，不要害怕，你将来我和摩西在一起，将来也要和你在一起。
But the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. I will be with you as I was with Moses."
可是约书亚说。 说啊，我们要跟随着这个约柜走，这个当走的路。
And Joshua is to follow the Ark of the Covenant.
但是这条路我们从来没走过。
But this path we have never been to before.
然而，因为你们神说你走这条路，耶和华的神就在你们中间行奇事，和你们一起去。
But if you follow this path, then the Lord will do wonders among you.
各位弟兄姊妹, 如果你在是信耶稣基督的话,
so dear brothers and sisters, if you are a believer in Christ,
我们在一生中不知道做很多事情, 从来没做过, 从来没走过。
There's a lot of choices that we've made or paths that we've taken but never been on before.
但是这中间有许多人告诉我过, 但是神和我同在，我就走过了，我就走过了，我这里就好了。But
we can testify that the Lord is with us, so we're not afraid to take on the to walk on this path.
我讲个很短的一个见证给你听。And
give a small testimony.
我要把我的旧车子卖掉，要买个新车。So
I was in the process of selling my old car to purchase a new one.
我的旧车已经七年了。
And my old car was about 7 years old.
但是它的 mileage 很低, 只有62,000.
But it had very low mileage, about 62,000 miles.
我很喜欢这个车子, 不过慢慢它老了, 我想换个新车。
I really like this car, but it's gotten kind of old.
这个车是一个 Nissan Rogue.
And it was a Nissan Rogue.
好, 我就请这个 Auto Trader 的人跑来给我估价，到底这个车。
So I signed up with Auto Trader and they sent a appraiser to come over to estimate the value of the car.
我太太上网说这个车子可以卖到12,000, 13,000.
But my wife went on the internet and did some research and saw that actually this car can be sold for $12,000.
可是这个 Auto Trader 人跑来估价，我给你7,000块。
The auto trader came and said that I can only offer you
$7,500.
So the appraiser said, I will make a phone call to my boss and see if we can raise the offer because this is indeed a very good car. So I prayed to God and said, please offer me some more money.
10分钟之后，老板打电话来了。So
after 10 minutes, his boss returned the call.
他说我老板觉得给你7,500块。So
my boss said, I can offer you $7,500.
都500块。
Oh, originally it was 7,000, but they raised it to another 500, so 7,500.
他说那你要多少钱了？ 我说要10,000。
And then he asked me, well, how much do you think the car is worth? I said, 10,000.
他说不行。
And then he said, oh, I can't make that offer.
对不起，我们这个要卖给dealer，dealer再卖给dealer，要赚两手，所以我们现在这个价钱要压得低低，要不然我们赚不到钱。
Because we also need to make a profit. We sell the car to a broker, and the broker also needs to sell to a dealer.
好了,
so we need to make a profit.
他说那讲不成，我告诉你。 你为什么不自己去卖啊?
So then he advised me and asked, why don't you just sell it yourself on the internet?
我这里给你两个网站，你可以去卖啊，就在卖自己卖。
I'll give you a couple of sites and you can sell the car yourself.
这是上上礼拜天的时候，礼拜一我太太就把我的车子照相，照了10张相。
And this was 2 Sundays ago, and then on Monday, the following Monday, my wife took some photos of the vehicle.
还照了一个 odometer, 6,000, 62,000多照着相。
And also snapped a photo of the odometer, about 62,000 miles.
他是很能干，我们有这个好好太太，这是不错。
So I'm very, praise the Lord, I have such a capable wife.
他把它放在网站上。
And she posted it up on the internet.
他问我们要多少钱啊？
And then she asked me, how much do you want to sell the car for?
我说9999。
I said, listed for $9,999.
本来要1万，却少1块钱。
Originally, I wanted $10,000, but I said, okay, I can discount of $1.
他说好，9万9999。
So we listed it for that price.
哎，马上就有人来打电话了。
And then immediately, I had some callers.
啊，我说慢点，我们做个祷告。
And I said, hold on, let's do a little prayer.
我说神啊。 你的孩子天天忙得不得，哪有时间卖车子啊？
And I said to God, I'm so busy, I don't have time to sell this car.
Because I'm God's servant, I'm busy in God's words, God's preparing everything. 所以我就说，神啊，你派一个人来，这个人就喜欢这个车，就把它卖掉了。
So I asked God, please send one person to come, and he'll like the car and just buy it from me.
不要找太多人，因为我没有时间。
Don't let this process drag on because I don't have time.
礼拜一这个人就说，嗨，我可不可以来看你的车子啊？
So immediately after we've listed it, this person called and said, Monday,
最好是白天可以看到你的车子全部，不要晚上。
And they wanted to see the car during the day.
好，我们说我们两个好好好好，就到那个。 那你个 set of brother 那个 parking lot 在那边去见面。
So then my wife and I said, okay, we can meet with you at the parking lot of Stater Brothers so that you can check out the car.
我们就来了一个白人很高的，然后和他的女儿。
So this person came with her daughter.
他说我要买这个车子给我女儿。
And he told me I'm purchasing this car for my daughter.
也不要买全新的，也不要买很烂的。
Yeah, I don't want a brand new car, and I don't want a car that's too old.
你这个车子六万两千，正好正好。
He said your car is perfect with low mileage.
好，他说让我们可以 test drive. 我说当然可以。
So we went for a test drive.
他们父子父女两个坐前面，我们两个坐到后面就开车去 test drive.
So he drove the car with her daughter in the passenger seat and. My wife and I sat in the back.
他说这个车子很 smooth, 很 powerful.
And as he was driving, he said, this car is smooth, very powerful.
我在里面说, amen, amen.
And I was amening in the back.
好了，等到我他出来回来跟我讲，哎，他就跟他女儿讲, Hi, honey, do you like this car? 你喜不喜欢这个车子啊？
After the test drive, we returned back to the parking lot, and he said, yeah, hey, do you like the car? He said to his daughter.
女儿 said, yes, I do.
The daughter said, yes.
How do you like this car?
And asked her father, how do you like the car?
她爸爸 said, yes, I do.
They both like the car.
她爸爸就对女儿说, do you want to buy this car?
And the father asked the daughter, do you want to buy this car?
她女儿说, you mean that you like it and I like it, then we're going to buy it? 她说, most likely we will.
讲国语。
她说, 你说这样，你喜欢我喜欢，我们就买了吗？这个女儿就说得很清楚啊，她说大概可能就买了。那我就在里面想啊，就是这一个人就把它买了，给买了。
So the daughter asked the father, does that mean if I like it and you like it, we're going to go ahead and buy the car? And he said yes. And I was praying to God in the back.
转头问我，这个可不可以价钱可不可以便宜一点啊？
Then he turned around and asked me, so what about the price?
我说你是基督徒，他们是基督徒，我也基督徒，凭着基督徒我就便宜200块。
And because they were Christian as well, and I said to them, because you're Christian, I'm Christian, I can take off $200.
他那就是9800块了。
So then it's $9,800.
我说就是9800块。
Then, it's, yeah, it's $9,800.
他就把手伸出来, that's a deal.
So it's a deal.
就这样子好不好? 他说我明天就来付这个车子钱可不可以?
Then it's a deal. Tomorrow I can come with the money.
我措手不及，我说那不行不行啊！我说明天我要去 Las Vegas 去烤一个人的，把他的墓烤墓，后天两天烤墓， 因为我们要把他按牧从一个传道人变成牧师。
But actually, I'm actually busy the next day because I was scheduled to go to a church in Las Vegas to test
a minister
into a pastor.
他说，那你礼拜四有没有空？我说好啊。
Then he asked me if I was available on Thursday.
礼拜四我和 Peter 和 Sarah 吃中饭。
But I was scheduled to have a lunch with Peter and Sarah.
三点钟可不可以？吃完中饭都不可以吃到三点钟。
Then I said, how about 3 o'clock on Thursday?
你看，礼拜三中午我们又在 Stater Brother 的 parking lot 见面。
So then we've met again that afternoon.
他把 Motor Vehicle Department DMV 的这个 pink slip 什么这个 liability 这个纸张叫我们签字，然后我太太和他在汽车里面数钱。
Then we filled out all the DMV forms for the transfer of the vehicle, and I was counting the cash in the car.
Counting the cash, 就是啪啪一大堆。
It's a large wad of cash.
我就跟他讲是9800吧。
It was indeed $9,800.
9800。他把车子开走了，拜拜，谢谢 ，Thank you very much。大家也很高兴。那小孩子小女朋友说，我说，哎，等。你不要一个人开车从这里开到 Idaho 你的学校，要有一个人跟他去。第一个女孩子开这么远的路，1000多英里，很怕的。他说：“等放心，他的 aunt 和他一起去。”
So they're about to drive off with the car, and she was actually going to drive the car off to Idaho, And then I said, "Wait, you shouldn't drive alone." But actually, she's going to drive with her aunt.
我就问我太太，这么多钱干什么呀？这怎么办呢？
Then I said to my wife, "What do we do with this cash?"
到银行存了。
Deposit it.
放在家里太危险。
It's too dangerous to leave in the house.
我们就到银行那个钞票，没有假钞，全部9800块存掉了。
So we went to the bank, went to the teller, and we've deposited the cash, and there are no counterfeits.
弟兄姐妹，就是上个礼拜里面，礼拜一我们 post， 礼拜四卖掉了。
So this was a miracle. On Monday we posted, and then on Thursday we sold the car.
神听我祷告。
God heard my prayers.
排了第一个人，他就喜欢，就把它卖了。
And sent the first person to purchase my car.
不相信的人说：“你们把神和神迹带给我看，我相信他。”
Those that don't believe will often request a miracle that they can see with their eyes.
相信的人什么地方都看到神的神迹。
But those who believe, we see miracles everywhere.
神就听我们的祷告。
God hears our prayers.
神就带领我们前面走这个路。
And God leads us on the path that we're about to take.
所以约书亚后来进到迦南地，神一直和他同在。
And Joshua, on his way into the land of Canaan, God was with him.
神在迦南地，他打了7年的仗，把所有的迦南地都征服了。
And Joshua spent 7 years in war with the nations in the land of Canaan.
第二个，我们要看摩西的抉择。
The second person we'll look at is the decision made by Moses.
摩西把以色列人带出了埃及，在旷野中漂流了40年。
And Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他常常碰到道路抉择的问题。
And he's often faced with choices and decisions that he needs to make.
在没有人烟的大而可畏的旷野中，常常觉得前途茫茫，不知道该哪条路去。
So oftentimes in the wilderness, he does not know where to go or what path to take.
所以他就向神祈求。
So he prayed to God.
我用出埃及记33:13-16和你们一起来分享。
So I'll use Exodus chapter 33:13-14
and
3:13. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight.
14节, 耶和华说, 我必亲自和你同去。
Verse 14, the Lord said, my presence will go with you.
这16节说了一句很重要的话。
And in verse 16, a very important passage,
摩西对神说, 人在何事上可以知道我和你的百姓在你面前蒙恩呢? 岂不是因为你和我们同去? 使我和你的百姓和地上的万民有别吗?
For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?
各位弟兄，这是我很喜欢的一节圣经。
Dear brothers and sisters, this verse I enjoy very much.
就是说我和我们这些人和地上不信神的人最大的分别在哪里?
So what is the distinction between those of us that believe and the people of this world that do not believe?
就是你和我们一直同在和我们同去。
It is because the Lord is with us and goes before us.
其实人我们一个基督徒啊,相信神的人,苦难来临的时候我们就有神和同在。
Those of us that believe when trials and tribulations come, we know that our Lord and our God is with us.
一个没有信的人, 苦难难临叫孤军奋战,很可怜。
And those that don't believe have to face those challenges and trials and tribulations alone.
其实我今年我带你们做过见证,我三月的时候去了三个国家。
I gave a testimony earlier that in March I went to three countries.
第一个国家,台湾,我去客家神学院教书教了五天。
I visited Taiwan in a seminary where I taught for 5 days.
第二个国家去了泰国的清迈。
And the second country I visited was Thailand.
真好玩,真有意思。
And it was very interesting, that trip.
我跟 这个 Elder Alex 讲,将来你们可以组成一个宣教的队,我来领队你们去泰国和缅甸去不去。
I shared with Elder Alex that maybe in the future, we can have a missions team to go to Thailand for missions.
他醒来了,给我讲对了。他愿意去,他说愿意去。
And he said yes, he agreed.
我听说你们到墨西哥,哎呀,好苦啊。
I heard that you guys went to short-term missions to Mexico, and it was really rough.
在那个警察局里面待了好几个小时。
And you were in the Mexican police station for several hours.
在过境的时候又待了几好小时。
And you were also delayed for several hours during the coming in through the border.
我给我们的女儿 Rebecca 两个来来去去写信，你们还在警察局吗？
And I was texting or emailing my daughter, and I was asking her, are you still in the police station?
结果她本来认为晚上六点钟就要回到Rancho Cucamonga.
Their original schedule was to arrive back in Rancho Cucamonga at 6 p.m.
后来我一看你们回到Rancho Cucamonga是半夜12点钟。
And actually, they arrived at midnight.
哎呦,原来你们这个短宣大部分都在这个路上开来开去啊。
And most of the time spent was on the road.
我们去了台湾,我们又去了泰国的清迈,最后我们去了缅甸的仰光。
So we visited Taiwan, Thailand, and then the third trip was to Burma, right?
各位弟兄姊妹,严工,严工。各位弟兄姊妹,我每到一个地方,我就是神啊,求你和我们这些人同去吧。
But wherever we went, I would pray to God that He would be with us and go with us.
神和我们的同在和同去，就让我们有大有能力去做前往前去。Because
when we pray that God's presence is with us and goes with us, then we will have power of God.
各位弟兄们，摩西和约书亚在众百姓面前做了很好的榜样。
And Moses, before the people, was a great example.
因为他们走的路上都有神的同在，有神的同去。
Because along their path, God's presence was with them, and God goes before them.
第三个人我要讲，讲大卫，他的在诗篇十七篇第五节怎么讲。
The third person we'd like to look at is David, what he said in Psalm 17.
大卫在诗篇十七章第五节说，我的脚踏定了你的路径，我的两脚未曾滑跌。
He says in Psalm chapter 17, verse 5, my steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped.
就是我们如果走在神的路上的话，你们放心好了，不会滑跌的，不会滑跌的。
And what this means is if we are walking on the path that God has provided for us, then our steps will not slip.
主耶稣对门徒的保证。
Now lastly, we'll look at our Lord Jesus.
这个主耶稣在这个里面有个很好的保证，是在约翰福音十三章第一节。
And that's found in John chapter 13, verse 1.
耶稣对这个门徒他怎么讲？他说耶稣既然爱世间属于自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And here it says, Jesus, having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end.
他爱世界属于，我们都是主耶稣，属于主耶稣的人。
So we all belong to our Lord Jesus.
他的门徒，你们和我都是属于他的人，他就爱我们从头一直爱下去，爱到底。
Just like his disciples, those of us that belong to him, he loved us and he will love us to the end.
圣经有很多地方说他从来不撇弃我们，他也不离弃我们，他会爱我们到底。
And he'll never forsake us or depart us from us, but he will love us to the end.
所以其实主耶稣很清楚地知道他和他门徒是一个什么关系，是一个神和我们是一个父子和子，就是他我们是他的儿女的关系。
So he knows the relationship that we have, and that is a relationship of father and son, and for us that belong to him is we are now part of his family and we're his children.
所以这里也很清楚一列看着圣经里面，约书亚、摩西、大卫、主耶稣都告诉我们他和我们中间的关系，他和我们同在，他和我们同去。
So as we looked at these four characters, Joshua, Moses, David, and our Lord Jesus, we can see that God is with us and God goes before us.
现在看我们下面看回到路德记的这个故事。
So now we'll return to our story of Ruth.
在第二章和第四章里面我们特别要注意到些。
And especially chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Naomi 和路德回到以色列那个伯利恒的地方。
So now Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem.
记得吗？伯利恒是什么地方？是主耶稣什么地方？
Do you remember Bethlehem?
诞生的地方，他生在伯利恒。
Bethlehem was where Jesus was born.
这也是 Naomi 的老家。
This is also the old hometown of Naomi.
这年轻的媳妇路德要养活年老的婆婆。
So, the daughter-in-law Ruth needs to make a living for her and her old mother-in-law.
她也没有工作。
She had no work.
她就在人家收割完的大麦的田里面拾取那些收割剩下的麦穗，把它拾回家。
So, she went out into the field and gleaned from the ears of grain that had fallen to the floor.
我记得我小时候喜欢看台湾有本书叫《拾穗》，不知道你们还记得吗？那个上面有个图，就是个女人在拿地上的东西的图，这就是讲路德的事情。
So I read a book when I was a child back in Taiwan, and there was a photo of Ruth picking up the ears of grain.
这很奇妙，她刚好到这个田呢，是这个田里的地主叫波阿斯。
And it just so happened that she was actually working in a field that belonged to a person called Boaz.
这个波阿斯和他就产生了爱情的火花。
And then Boaz and Ruth started a relationship. or sparks. They had sparks going. Yes.
You're right. Sparks. 就有了美丽的田园之恋。 越来越难的，他很难翻译了啊！怎么讲？田园之恋怎么讲？就是他们要相爱，就是。They
fell in love.
那么这个恋爱发展下去了。And
their love developed.
博阿斯又娶了路德为妻。And
Boaz married Ruth.
那个这个这一段，我们特别要请你看一个地方，二章三节，他恰巧。
And here in verse 3, pay attention that it says it turned out.
那么第四节,博阿斯正从伯利恒来。
And then verse 4, it says just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem.
四章第一节,博阿斯到了城门口坐那里,恰巧那致敬的亲属经过。
And also in chapter 4, verse 1, meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as the guardian redeemer he had mentioned came along.
各位弟兄们，人生有这么多恰巧和正好吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, in life, are there so many as a coincidence?
这不是神的安排和神的带领吗？
Is that not all God's arrangement and leading?
你们再想想看，你们自己结婚，都是不是也都是？ 都是恰好，怎么会这么恰好呢？
So if you think about your own marriage and how you met your spouse, is it a coincidence?
你看路德记四章十三节，于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使路德就怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So in chapter 4, verse 13, it says, So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son.
第十六、十七节，拿俄米就把孩子抱到怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人就说：“哎呀，这个孩子给他取名叫俄贝德。”Then
verse 16 and 17, Then Naomi took the child, and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the woman of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, A son has been born to Naomi. They named him Obed.
这个Obed是Jesse，耶西的父亲。Jesse是大卫的父亲。换言之，就是Naomi，不是Naomi，路德就是大卫的什么曾祖母。
So Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David, which means that Ruth is actually the great-grandmother of King David.
大卫王是以色列里面王里面最有名的一位。
And David was the most famous out of the kings of Israel.
以色列统一的王国就是扫罗、大卫和约所罗门。
So during the United Kingdom of Israel, the three kings were Saul, David, and Solomon.
但是大卫是最有名的。But
David was most famous.
大卫是谁的祖先? 主耶稣基督的祖先。And
David was the ancestor of who?
换言之就是,
of our Lord Jesus.
这个外邦的女子路德将来其实就是大卫，就是主耶稣的祖先。So
if you look at it, in Ruth, this Gentile, a non-Israelite, was actually the ancestor of our Lord Jesus.
所以圣经学者就同意一点，就是神的呼召和主权要配上人的回应才行。
So many Bible scholars says that God's sovereignty has to match up with man's response.
所以这个圣经学者称赞路德的选择，并不是一时的感情冲动。
So they say that Ruth's decision was not just an emotional impulse.
它是有个有智慧、有勇气的决定。
It was a decision made on faith and courage.
她一旦决定以后，就一生跟随到底。
And once she made that decision, she's determined to follow till the end.
她无怨无悔的到一个地方，去到田里面去捡那些池穗。
Without any regrets, she went to a foreign land to make a living by gleaning from the grain that's on the floor.
她这个去养活她年老的婆婆。
And to make a living for herself and her mother-in-law.
是一个很顺服、很善良、很孝顺的举动。
So it's an action that is obedient, filial, and loving, loyal.
所以 Campbell Morgan 后来对 Campbell Morgan 就说。 路德的选择跟随婆婆拉奥米去了以色列，不是不只是一个孝顺和顺服的举动，他相信路德，他的相信拉奥米的神是真神，他的国是神的国，和是因为什么了
？So the words of Campbell Morgan says Ruth's choice to go to Israel by following her mother-in-law is not only a filial and obedient act. But also a conviction that Naomi's God is the true God and that Naomi's country is God's country.
为什么呢? 她说因为她和婆婆相处这十年中, 她从婆婆的身上看到了她敬拜的是个真神。
And why does she feel so strongly about this? Most likely because during the 10 years with her mother-in-law, she must have met the true God that Naomi worshipped by observing Naomi.
她也见证了神的信实。
And she experienced the faithfulness of God. That's why she would make this sacrifice to follow and commitment to
follow.
So, if you are a Christian like me, then that means we need to set a great example. And we need to be the salt and the light. And we need to manifest God's glory and His faithfulness. So then when then others can come to believe and trust in God. Many Christians today only pay lip service, but they have no testimony in their life.
这个求神让我们每个人好好的反省，要把神的话语活出来。May
all of us reflect on ourselves and so that we can live out God's word in our life.
马太福音5:16说：“你们的光也当这样照着人前，叫人看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父神。”
Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So today we live in the age of grace. And this grace was given freely to us. And He wants all of us to follow Him. He's given us authority. But we must respond to His calling. And receive His salvation.
各位弟兄们，我们是尊重神的主权的。
We respect God's sovereignty.
但是神要让我们像路德一样去回应，去一生跟随的。
But God wants us to respond like Ruth, to follow and commit to Him all of our life.
在约翰福音第六章的时候，他记载耶稣对他的门徒讲的话。
In John chapter 6, He recalls Jesus' words to His disciples.
耶稣看他的门徒碰到难处，有人退去，不想做耶稣门徒了。And
Jesus saw that His disciples facing challenges and have left Him.
所以在约翰福音第六章67-68节，耶稣对了12个门徒说：“你们也要离开吗？”
And then in John chapter 6, Jesus asked His disciples, His 12 disciples, and asked, "Do you want to leave too?"
西门彼得说：“主啊！” 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢?
And then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
所以西门彼得说很多，是的，耶稣有永生之道，我们还跟着别人，跟着谁呢？
So Simon Peter had it right. He knows whom can they go. Jesus has the words of eternal life.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们相信，如果你来跟随耶稣，你来相信耶稣的话，你就有三样东西。
And dear brothers and sisters and friends, we know that if we receive Jesus, and believe in him, then we receive three things.
我们记着吧，请你回到前面最前面的时候，约翰一书，我们那最前面，我们那时候那个约翰一书一章第九节那个地方。
Remember the passage that we read, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
信耶稣的人，你承认自己罪，神是信实的，是公义的，要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，你的罪被神耶稣基督宝血洗干净。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness.
第二个，我们信耶稣以后，我们就得到一个永生的生命。我们这个永生是活到永永远远的。
So the first thing is you will be purified from all of your sins and all unrighteousness. The second thing is you will receive eternal life.
第三个，我们就和神和好了。
And the third is we receive reconciliation with God.
我们和神中间有父亲和神儿女中间亲密的关系。
We will have an intimate relationship, a father and child relationship between God the Father.
各位弟兄姊妹，现在这是拯救时。
Now is the time of salvation.
耶稣愿意救罪人。
Jesus wants to save sinners.
你愿不愿意下决心来跟随耶稣？
Are you willing to make a commitment and a decision to follow Jesus?
就像路德一样，他决定跟随他的婆婆。
Just like Ruth, when she made the decision to follow her mother-in-law, Naomi.
而且将来得到一个，她说一个非常美好的关系。你看，她后来和波阿斯结成夫妻。
And her decision led to a blessed life and a marriage to Boaz.
而且有敬虔的后代。
And a blessed descendants.
我们真是愿意向拿路德对拿米说的啊，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Just as Ruth said to Naomi, "Your people will be my people, and your God my God."
也像彼得对耶稣说，你有永生之道，我还去归顺谁呢？
Like what Simon Peter said to the Lord Jesus, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
耶稣啊，你要差遣我到什么地方去，我都愿意去。
So you ask Jesus, where are you calling me? I'm willing to go.
耶稣做什么事我都愿意一生跟随。
Whatever Jesus calls me to do, I'm willing to follow.
记得主耶稣要做我们的主和救主。
Remember that Jesus needs to be our Lord and Savior.
但是我们一定要回应，我一定要回应。
But we need to respond.
回应什么？回应他会的呼求，他的主权。
We need to respond to his calling and his sovereignty.
他会把我们的罪洗掉。
He will cleanse us from our sins.
请你看路哥林多后书五章二十一节，我来念一听。哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
在他里面我们都没有罪。
So in him, we have no sin.
在他里面我们都成为神的义。
In him, we became the righteousness of God.
这今天就要向你们呼求，我最后讲个小小的故事作为结束。
Lastly, I want to share a story to conclude.
有一个属灵的长者吴勇长老。
There's a spiritual elder called Elder Wu Yong.
他2005年已经到天上去了。
And he left to be with the Lord in year 2005.
我听过他这个故事，到现在还记得。
I heard this story that he shared. I still remember it.
吴长老说，在他们教会里面有一个老姐妹。
And he told the story about a elderly sister in his church.
这个老姐妹非常每个礼拜都来做礼拜。
And she's very devoted. She comes to serve worship service every Sunday.
很虔诚的一个姐妹。
She's a very godly sister.
有一天来找吴长老。
One day she came to Elder Wu Yong.
吴长老，你我可不可以请你帮个忙啊？
And she asked Elder Wu Yong for a favor.
什么事啊？
What is it?
她说我的先生啊，他现在很病重，而且医生说他活不了多久了。
And she says, I have a very sick husband, and the doctor says he only has not long to live.
他现在在医院里面。
And right now he's in the hospital.
他没有信主。
He has not believed in the Lord yet.
可不可以请你到病床边跟他传福音啊？
Can you come to his bedside to share the gospel with him?
生怕来不及了啊。
Might be too, hopefully it's not too late.
那吴长老说好啊，我就去试试看。
Then Elder Wu Yong said, "Yes, I'll go and give it a shot."
他说你的丈夫是以前做什么的？
Then Elder Wu Yong asked the sister, "What did your husband do? What was his profession?"
他是法院里面的法官。
He was a judge.
他现在犯了肺癌，两个肺叶都坏了。
So now he has lung cancer and both of his lungs have deteriorated.
现在眼睛面是潮红的，嘴巴里面放了一个管子，呼吸的管子。
And now his breathing needs to be assisted, and he has tubes up his nose.
闭了眼睛，在你呼吸。
And his eyes are closed now, and he has to use a machine to help him to breathe.
吴长老说，一个人如果张开眼睛看我，我向他传福音比较容易一点。
And Elder Wu Yong says, actually, a person that has that I can look at is a lot easier to share the gospel with.
但是眼睛闭着，嘴巴里还放那个通气管，向他传福音比较困难。
But it would be rather difficult to share the gospel with someone that cannot look at him with his eyes shut and with tubes up his nose.
因为他看不到我。
Because he can't see me.
他只听我讲，所以我跟他讲话就比较困难了。
He can only hear me, but I can't see his response, so it's difficult.
这个老姐妹就是她太太在旁边催我，吴长老，快点啊，快点啊。
But the sister, the man's wife, urged me to hurry to share the gospel.
你快点讲啊，你快点讲啊。
And she told me to hurry.
但是她的老先生喘气，越来越像。
But this man was still on the bed, breathing hard.
忽然间，他说，圣灵感动我，我就想起一句话。
Then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved me, and I remembered some words.
我忽然对这个病人讲话。
Then all of a sudden, I spoke to this man on the bed.
某某法官，你知不知道你是个罪人啊？
And I said to him, Judge, do you know that you are a sinner?
这个人不懂他，某某法官，你知不知道你是个罪人啊？讲两遍。
I said it twice. Judge, do you know that you are a sinner?
这个人一辈子都问别人你是不是罪人啊。
And this person was a judge. All he did in his life was ask criminals, are they guilty?
这个人要问我，我是不是罪人。
And now he's being asked.
他吓一跳，大吃一惊。
And he was shocked.
张开眼睛。
And the man's eyes opened.
我又第三次问他，某某法官，你知不知道你是个罪人啊？
Then I asked the third time, Judge, do you know that you're a sinner?
你知不知道你这一去的话，就要带着罪到死亡里去了？
Do you know that if you pass from this earth, you will take death with you?
你要把这个罪去掉。
Do you want to rid yourself of sin?
没有别人，就神的儿子他的宝血可以把你洗干净。
No one else can cleanse you from your sin except God's Son, Jesus Christ.
他会担当你的罪，你的罪可以得到赦免。
He will take on your sins and you will be forgiven of your sins.
你就是变成无罪的人到死亡去。
Then you will enter into death without sin.
他说你如果愿意的话，你就在手上捏我手一下。
And he asked the man, if you agree, then squeeze my hand.
你愿不愿意相信主耶稣做你的救主呢？
Are you willing to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
相信的话就捏我手一下。
If you believe, squeeze my hand.
这个法官就狠狠地捏了一下。
Then this judge squeezed really hard.
好痛啊。他愿意相信，而且真正愿意相信。
Then he's willing to receive Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
吴长老说，神爱世人，一起来背好不好？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子，不至叫他赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。God so loved
the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Why is everlasting? Eternal. 这一点。感谢主。
Praise be to God.
这是一个很好的见证。
It's a beautiful testimony.
是，他说，你相信耶稣吗？主耶稣他会把你的罪洗掉。
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信。
Cleanse you from your sin.
认自己的罪。
You need to confess your own sin.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免你的罪，洗净你一切的不义。
God is just, and He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
因为没有罪的，你可以到神面前，他就把你承认做他的儿女，然后就赐给他的生命给你，叫做永生给你。
Once you have been cleansed of your sins, then you can have a relationship with God and enter into eternal life.
好，我们要低头，大家做个祷告。
So let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我请在这个祷告的时候，请这些相信的人为那些不信的人祷告。
And I ask that those of us that believe will pray for those that don't believe in our midst.
那些不信的人，现在你们要想到，神有主权，说我要做你的主和救主。
And those of us that don't believe.Needs to understand that God's a sovereign and He is your Lord.
但是你要回应。
But you need to respond.
你要下决心。
And you need to make a decision.
你要像路德一样跟随主一生到底。
And you need to make that commitment to follow Jesus just as Ruth followed Naomi.
主耶稣说他爱信他人从爱到底。
And Jesus said He loves those that belong to Him to the end.
感谢主，我们今天就请大家低头的时候有人愿意信耶稣，从来没有信，就请你举起手，我为你祷告，请你举手，我为你祷告。
And those of us in our midst that have not received Jesus, you have an opportunity now. Would you raise your hand if you're willing?
如果你愿意信耶稣，就请你举起你的手，我为你祷告。
If you're willing to receive Jesus, please raise your hand.
我看见了，我看见了，我看见了，我看见了。
I see it. Thank you. Praise God.
还有没有人？从来没有信耶稣的，现在愿意信耶稣，请你举手，我为你祷告。
Is there anyone else that have not received Jesus but is willing to receive Him now? Please raise your hand.
每个人自己心里要回应神的呼求。
Everybody needs to respond to Jesus' calling.
还有没有人？还有没有人愿意信耶稣的？举起你的手，我要为你祷告。
Is there anyone else that's willing? Please raise your hand so I can pray for you.
感谢主，感谢主。好，我们就在你为刚刚举手的人祷告，特别要请刚刚那几位举手的人站起来，我们为你祷告，在人面前站起来，勇勇敢敢站起来，这很简单的，勇勇敢敢，很好，感谢主，感谢主，请站起来，我们为你祷告。
Please stand if you raise your hand.
站起来，我们为你祷告。
We'll pray for you.
好的，好的，好的，我们为你祷告。
Praise God.
请大家低头，我们来为他们这几位啊。
Please bow your heads. We'll pray for them together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
当你的话语发出去的话，就发出力量。
May you, when you release your words, it comes with power.
当你的圣灵进到我们心中的时候，我们就成为你的儿女。
And when your Holy Spirit enters into our heart, we have become your children.
就这里，我们看见好几位，他们站起来，愿意在人面前承认你做他们的救主。
And we see that these people that are willing to follow you have stood up to show people that they want to follow you.
你说过，你既然爱世间属于自己人，就爱他们到底。
And you said you will love those who belong to you to the end.
这三位主啊，就求你爱他们，爱他们到底。
And these three, we pray, we know that you will love them to the end.
他们做一个很重要的抉择。
And they've made a very important decision.
是个人生道路的抉择。
It is a life decision.
求你和他们同在和同去。
And may you be with them and go before them.
将来不管在快乐的时候，在患难的时候，你就和他们同在。
You will be with them in times of joy and in times of difficulty.
也求你帮他们拣选最好的，做他们的伴侣和他们家人。
And may you be with them as they be with them and their family.
主啊，圣经学者说，路德的选择是智慧、决心的，有恒心忍耐的。And
Bible scholars have said Ruth's decision was one of wisdom and dedication.
主啊，求你让这三位一样，他们的选择是智慧的、有决心的，是恒久忍耐的。
And these three people that have stood up, may you be with them that in their decision of commitment and dedication.
路德的一生跟随到底，无怨无悔。
And just like Ruth's decision was without regrets.
神就使路德的信心创始也成终。
And blessed her of her faith.
求主一样的让这三位能够慢慢的。 认识你，将来进到一个这个受洗班上，求你让他们下定决心，一生跟随你。
And in the days to come, as they grow and will be baptized, may you be with them.
求主和他们同在。Yeah,
may you be with them.
我们这样祷告、祈求和感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。刚刚那三位，等一等，我们有传道人给你们讲，Pastor James, Pastor Alex， 他们会跟你们在一起，在前面坐下来在一起，好不好？就是刚刚的三位，我们把荣耀归给神，感谢主。
Glory be to God. Those of you that stood up, please remain after the worship service, and our elders will speak with you.